One African business leader attending the summit is Tony Alumulu. He made his money and his reputation by reviving a bank in Nigeria. He now invests in several African countries, and he offered us his perspective on investing in Africa despite news headlines about war or disease. Alumulu says local African investors tend to ignore that news, which doesn't really affect their businesses. A second kind of investor puts money across the continent and is also accustomed to bad news.
The third category, the foreign investors, for those who have not come into the continent, of course, when they hear stories like this, they get scared. But the truth is that you read about some of this and you're not used to the terrain. You just think that there's turmoil. But in reality, it's not like that.
But wait a minute. I mean, isn't there a fair amount of turmoil in Nigeria? You have an insurgency. You've had problems with corruption. Even the industries that make money, like the oil industry, there can be violence associated with them.
You know, in every business environment, you have different kinds of challenges. But does that stop people from wanting to invest? No.
There's a general impression that China has been eager to invest in sub-Saharan Africa, that European companies, some of them, are making a big play there, but that American companies have lagged behind in their interest. Is that true?
I think, that is true. But we hope that with the recent awareness being created by President Obama and one that seems to be going well with some of the American investors, that this will begin to change. And the thing about China is that in Africa, you know what China wants, but at times you don't know what America wants.
When you say you know what China wants, what they want is oil, they want access to food, they want resources like that, specific resources. Is that
yes.
What you mean?
Yes, that's what they want. But in return, they also know what Africa wants or needs. They know Africa needs infrastructure. Then Africa needs roads. Africa needs ports. Africa needs railways. And not just out of charity, but to invest because it is profitable, commercially viable to invest in Africa. Because when they invest, they make money. But as they make money, they also help to improve society. And so that is the new form of investment and partnership we want to see in Africa going forward.
Tony Alumulu, thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's the founder of the Tony Alumulu Foundation and chairman of Ayers Holdings in Nigeria.